Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello?
Hey! There we are. Sorry. I didn't have the buttons pushed, Sarah. Good morning. So excited for Friday. And then I realized it's not Friday. Hello? Are you there? Oh, you can't hear me. Jeez, I'm an asshole. Here I am sitting here talking to you. Oh, like, hello? 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 All right. Good morning. I was just saying to everybody else that could hear me.
That, are we on the air right now?
Yeah, we're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, good morning. We're doing a radio show
right now. Good morning.
Yeah. It's a little Booker, Alex, and Sarah show. Alex is taking some time off, but he'll be back on Monday in the meantime.
Yeah, and just... And I can't see anything because I'm in Round Rock.
Oh, yeah.
And Booker hasn't turned his video on yet.
Yeah, sorry.
So I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, it's a hot mess. Yeah, let me do that so you can see me. This is
good morning. What were you telling me?
This is the state of the world in 2020. What I was saying was I was so excited that it was Friday until I realized
it's,
that
it's not Friday
at all. Right.
Yeah.
So there you go again. State of the world.
Friday
right now.
Eve. That's exciting.
No, it's not. It's because it's not Friday. But it is National IPA Day. I know that. That's why Alex took off for National IPA Day.
Yeah.
He's celebrating National IPA
Day.
Yeah.
I used to be an IPA drinker. I like a hazy IPA.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just not a beer guy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would be. National Root Beer Float Day is more my speed.
Oh my gosh, I love me root beer.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
Oh, so good.
It is my absolute favorite drink.
Yeah,
soda.
Too.
My favorite soda.
Yeah, me too.
And there's nothing better than a good root beer. You know who has good root
and
beer?
Yeah, what? Who? Well, I was going to say, like, diet root beer is the only diet of the sodas that actually still tastes like the real thing.
Oh, I disagree. I don't know that I could do diet root beer. Do you want to know the only, to me, the diet of all the sodas that taste the most like the OG? Diet
what?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about cream soda?
Okay. But that's just a little too much for me. When I was like 12, it was really awesome, but... Too much
okay,
for me
so
now.
So what's the root beer that you like?
So there is an A&W at Ben White and Menchaca. And
okay.
Every once in a while, I'll pass by there in South Austin. I'll be like, oh, dang. Every once in a while, I say that. But one time I did, and it was so good. But to me, the root beer that just gets me so, oh, like every time, Sandy's.
Really?
On Barton Springs. Sandy's has the best root beer in town. Oh, gosh, so
okay.
Good. Hey, what's up? Good morning. Now that everybody
Good
can
morning.
Hear, we're doing a little radio show. And speaking of food and root beer and all the fun stuff, Sarah actually has a new place she discovered in Round Rock. That sounds incredible. We'll hear about that next.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Three men were stranded on a deserted island in the Pacific, so they drew a giant SOS on the beach, and it actually worked. Asked how they survived, they said, well, let's just say there used to be four of us.
But like so many other parents, Sarah is sending her stepdaughter off to college. I know, it sounds crazy. And before she does that, she wants to explore their town one last time. So she came across this cool restaurant in Round Rock.
And I found that we have this waffle place in Round Rock off Gaddis School Road. And I guess it used to be a trailer. It's called Waffle Love. Have you heard of this?
I have not, but you have my attention.
Okay. So it's kind of like how Gordo's is donuts with a bunch of stuff on it. It's like waffles with a bunch of stuff on it, right?
All
they got the chicken and waffles, obviously.
Of course.
But they also have grilled cheese. They also have like an avocado toast, but within a waffle.
Okay.
They also have like a waffle egg sandwich situation. They told me the Dolce is very popular. It's a cinnamon sugar waffle topped with fried ice cream, fresh strawberries, house-made whipped cream, and caramel drizzle.
Oh, my gosh.
They have a Nutella one. They have one with lemon curd, fresh raspberries. They have one with just cinnamon butter and cream. They have a churro dream one. Oh, they have one with Biscoff cookie butter spread on top of your waffle.
I'm sold.
Okay. We go, and I'm like, girls, pick your waffle. So my oldest, Ryan, she gets chicken waffles.
Good.
The youngest, she gets the churro dream.
Sounds
with a
good.
Big old ice cream scoop of whipped cream, homemade right there on top. And I order the salad.
Jeez. This is so Sarah Osbourne.
I got the summer lovin' salad with feta and strawberries, but it did have waffle croutons on it. But it was such a debate for myself because I feel like I'm the fun killer all the time. But at the same time, I'm like trying really hard to eat healthy.
No, I mean, that's nice, but that's true. If you're trying really hard to eat healthy, you don't go to the waffle place.
I know, but I wanted them to have a great experience. And I don't know if I took away from them when they're like, let's go crazy. And then I'm like, I'll have a salad. And I felt like I had to apologize for it, and I had to apologize to the woman working. And when they brought out my food, I apologized for being so lame. And then they came up and asked me if my salad was good, and I was like, yes, it was good. I'm sorry, I didn't get a waffle. And it was the worst. Why can't I just be fun? Why am I always the fun killer, Brad Booker?
Well, I'm not so much worried about you being the fun killer as I'm worried about the fact that you're over-apologizing. Really, honestly, you probably should have got something fun since you're at the great experimental waffle place.
Yeah.
But if you want a salad, you get a salad. Who cares?
Okay.
Shouldn't have to apologize.
So I don't ruin it for you by getting a salad?
It's you. Why would you?
You would be so mad at me.
I would want you to experience the fun with me, right? But if you want a salad, get a salad. Because in the end, I'm the one having fun because I'm having the chicken and waffles.
It's true.
Or I've got the ice cream on top.
It's
so
true.
Who cares?
Okay, good. Well, if you want to know more about this place, it's called WaffleLoveLUV.com. And they're open for business. It's so cute.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Finally, Kraft is giving away limited edition mac and cheese breakfast boxes this week to encourage people to start their day with mac and cheese, as opposed to what they're currently starting it with, vodka.
I saw a couple of things recently that got my attention about flying during the pandemic. A friend of mine is going to go on a 4.5-hour flight. She's like, I need a really comfortable mask. These are all things that you have to think about. I also read that Southwest Airlines now is adding more flights to their schedule. And because of that, they're unable to wipe down the middle seats. So they're only doing the tray tables. Mm-hmm. And something else in between flights. So in the beginning, they're like, we're doing all of these things. And now slowly but surely, they're phasing out all of the things that they are doing. So how do you really stay safe on a plane? Or do you stay safe on a plane? I also saw the Emirates Airlines. This is amazing. They said, if you get COVID on one of our flights, we will pay for 100% of your medical expenses. And if you die, we'll even pay for your funeral.
Whoa, I was with you because I thought you were going to say, if you get COVID on our flight, we'll give you free flights for a lifetime. And I was like, oh, well.
No, they're saying that they will pay for every single thing
that has to do with you getting
healthy.
That's a great offer that can't be exploited.
Is it really safe to fly again? And that's the question I think a lot of people are having because people just want to get the hell away.
Yeah.
Well, there is a CEO of a yogurt company. I saw this. I thought it was really interesting. He has already had to fly 33 times during the pandemic, and he's kind of a germaphobe, which is good right now. Do you want to know what he does to stay as safe as possible?
Okay.
And you can use this if you want, or you can be like, that's a little over the top. But here are five tricks he uses to stay as safe as possible. Number one, multiple layers of latex gloves. That way you can peel them off as you go. He takes a layer off after check-in, after he goes through TSA, and after he touches anything high contact like escalator handrails.
Okay.
Get a paper ticket. Do not scan your phone at check-in. You might contaminate it and get the virus on your hands, so a paper ticket is better. Never thought of that. I'm always the guy that does everything on his phone.
Okay.
Number three, bring lots of disposable masks. He changes his mask every 4 hours and tries not to touch it at all when it's on his face.
This is a lot. I mean, good for him, but this is a lot. Like, I feel like I'm at the same risk going to a grocery store. That's a lot.
All right, so wait for the next two then.
Oh, gosh.
Don't go to the food court. He never gets food. And if he needs drink, he wipes down the bottle. He also tries to find a corner to sit in with as few people as possible. What about bathrooms?
Oh, he just doesn't go.
No, he goes. He just looks for non-crowded bathrooms. You may have to walk to another part of the terminal. He also changes his mask after and never, ever uses bathrooms on the plane. What about the air on the plane? Didn't really worry about it because it's filtered and recirculated every few minutes, but he never, ever takes his mask off.
I thought you were going to say, and he never, ever takes a breath.
Well, he probably doesn't. He covers as much skin as possible and wipes everything down, including a seat, window, table, and seatbelt. He even wipes down the buttons and knobs on the ceiling.
I can't. Right? I can't do it. It's
so
too much.
Compare that with what you would do if you were on a flight.
Me?
Yes.
What would I do? You want to know what I would do?
Yeah, be honest.
Okay, so I'll get to the airport. And by the way, we're not flying. Like, if we were to do anything, we'll just drive. Okay? But if I were to get on a flight, I would probably find my most comfortable mask that matched my outfit. And I would bring my own food, but I always do that because I'm cheap. And fill up my water bottle, if that's allowed, or buy a new one and then pour it into my water bottle. And then that's about it. Wear my mask.
No gloves?
No.
No.
Because this is the thing. I'm a face toucher. It's just, like, to me, it's the same. Does that make sense? Like,
yep. But are you sanitizing all the time, though?
I mean, I'm sure that the airline sanitized. I might, if I can find one, find a little wipe and wipe it down, but then I'm just going to sit. I don't know. I mean, you know.
For the record, Southwest is offering free wipes if you ask.
Okay, sure. Well, then I will, mostly because I don't want dirty looks, I will grab a sanitizing napkin and I'll wipe it down because I'm a follower. I don't want to be different.
Isn't that what they call tampons?
What?
Sanitizing
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, we have become obsessed with Netflix, especially now during this time we're streaming like never before. And everybody knows that ta-dum sound that plays when the Netflix end comes on the screen. But they almost went with a totally different sound. This is hilarious. A goat's bleat. Could you imagine the end comes on your screen? All of a sudden you hear...
Seriously?
A Netflix exec said, quote, "I like the sound of a goat. I thought it was funny. It was quirky. And it was our version of Leo the Lion. And so for a while, we were stuck on that goat sound. I thought it would be a good time." I actually love this idea. You know how the MGM Studios has that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't a very good impression, but yes, I understand what you're talking about. Yeah, now do your impression again. Yeah. I'm sorry. Not your best work.
The goat sound was one of the finalists, so it wasn't something goofy that they thought of early on. It was actually in the running. Sadly, there is no audio of the bleat in question, but the interviewer says he heard it, and he described it as very goaty. He says that it was something like the current ta-dam and then ended with a goat sound. So I actually put together for you what it might have sounded like.
Oh, good.
If Netflix decided to go in that direction, you may be streaming your favorite shows. Like, what are you watching right now on Netflix, Sarah?
Well, Criminal Minds still.
My God. Sarah is like one of those people that jumps on the train 20 years after the show's already over.
No.
All right. So I've been watching Last Chance U. So I imagine like, oh, let me put it on the latest. I have one episode left. So I'm crawling into bed. I'm going to turn on the TV and I'm going to watch the last episode of Last Chance U. Oh, I want the goat so bad.
Oh, it's really cute. Okay, I don't know if you have been wondering this, but I recently went on a deep dive of Cameron Diaz, and it started because I watched Charlie's Angels, the one with Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu, and it reminded me how much I love Cameron Diaz, and then I just started remembering how she hasn't been in movies for a long time. Well, yesterday she had a conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow, streamed live on YouTube, and she discussed what she has been doing for the past 6 years and why she left acting. And she said she left acting to find her peace. And just talking about when you make a movie, they own you. God love her. I love her. Good for her. But Gwyneth Paltrow is kind of, I think, in the same spot too. But that's something you can only say once you've been a super actress. Because everybody else in Hollywood is like, I would love to work 12 hours a day.
Here's a bit of the conversation with Gwyneth Paltrow and Cameron Diaz.
What did it feel like to walk away from a movie career of that magnitude, that much success?
A peace. I got a peace in my soul, you know, because I finally was taking care of myself, you know, like even when, as you're saying that, I was like, it's a strange thing to say. I know a lot of people want to understand it. I know you understand it, but it's such a, and it's so intense to work at that level and be that public and put yourself out there. There's a lot of energy coming at you at all times when you're really, you know, visible as an actor and doing, you know, press and putting yourself out there. Because when you're making a movie, it's a perfect excuse. They own you. You're there 12 hours a day for months on end. You have no time for anything else. And I realized I handed off parts of my life to all these other people. They took it, you know, and some people did. I had to basically take it back.
Okay. Whatever that means. Netflix's signature sound almost had a goat's bleat. And Cameron Diaz tells Gwyneth Paltrow why she left acting. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. You can also listen to us at home through Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant or however you stream through the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Disney made a big announcement. Mulan will be on Disney Plus for $30. That's why when you click purchase, it says, are you sure? Then it says, seriously, are you sure? And finally it says, okay, Rockefeller. $30 may seem like a lot, but remember, if you took your kid to the theater, your tickets are 20, the snacks are 10, and you haven't even gotten to the vodka Red Bull in your Hydro Flask.
One of the biggest challenges that I have faced as a parent is proper punishment when my kids do something wrong.
Are you a spanker?
No, I'm not.
You never spanked?
Now, not saying I've never spanked. There have been a couple of instances where they got in the old poo-poo, but no, I'm not a spanker per se. Mm. They've gotten the, you know,
yep,
but not the real little, full spank.
A little tap, tap.
Let me tell you, growing up as the son of a cop, I got the belt. And if you know anything about law enforcement belts, you know that they are thick and strong.
I got the wooden spoon.
Oh, I got the spoon too.
I got the, like, you know how everybody had a yardstick?
I got the yardstick. I got the paddle at school.
Sometimes I got a fly swatter, which really didn't have a lot of oomph, but it was gross.
Yeah, it was disgusting. It's really, like, can you imagine getting all that crap on your...
Yeah.
I feel like that is a lost art, the old spanking and paddling.
It is a lot, but, and I've told this story so many times, but my father's art, you remember what he did, was he would just lightly tap while I was being lectured, so I never knew when the spanking was coming. It was just the light tap action while he lectured me,
and then all of a sudden,
out of nowhere, there'd be the pop. And that was an art right there.
Oh my gosh, that's good. But I feel like all of that is the easy way out, right? If you're going to punish a kid, all you have to think about is the severity of the spank. Is it just the paddle? Is it the fly swatter? Is it the actual...
Well, let me tell you, it was effective as a kid. I mean,
swatch.
You even tell me, even if you just have me pick out what I want to be spanked with,
uh-huh,
that right there is the punishment.
Oh, gosh, that's the worst, right? Okay, so all that is over with, right? We don't do that anymore as parents. It's always a struggle, but this does not quite seem like fair punishment. I don't know if you have seen this because it is a big viral story. There's a 14-year-old kid named Angel Martinez. He lives in Phoenix, and he took his parents' Range Rover for a drive while they were out of town. They went to Las Vegas for their anniversary, and they found out when the cops gave him a call and said, whoever was driving your Range Rover, please slow down because it was a residential area, which seemed a lot better than getting a ticket. But we're talking about this today because Angel's parents got creative with his punishment.
What did they do?
Gave all of his stuff away.
Oh, my God. That's the best ever.
Is it?
Amazing, yeah.
Is it?
I mean, it kind of harms the parents because there's some things they're going to have to rebuy.
Exactly.
So it's expensive on them. It would be one thing if he was like 18 or something, you know? But, I mean, I think it's pretty good.
They moved everything from his room out in front of the house, including his beds, his clothes, TV, dressers, and more. And he sat there with the sign. This was my favorite part. The sign said, "Sorry, I stole my parents' car and was speeding." People came by and took all the stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And for what it's worth, Angel says he learned a lesson. He says, "It's kind of weird, but I think it's fair punishment.
I just wanted to drive, but I don't have like a license to. So I just took it. I was like, I don't have anything to drive it. So like, I'm just going like, to take it for like one spin."
Whoever was driving the vehicle, please slow down. That was a residential area with lots of family and children and pets.
We took all his stuff out. His room is 100% empty, and we're just giving all his stuff away. Mostly to, like, apologize to our neighbors, too, you know, like, he called someone over.
I think it's a fair punishment.
Hopefully, you know, you do what's right. I mean, you really be able to tell later in the years, of course, but for now, you know, we're just trying our best to keep him out of trouble, make sure he understands that things like this will not be tolerated.
I mean, go big or go home. Do you think they took away his bed?
They did.
Oh, they took it. Like, he's
his whole bed was out on the front yard.
He's just sleeping on the
ground. Sleeping on the floor.
Oh, that's good. I will tell you one of the worst punishments, and by worst, I mean best punishments I've ever heard. My husband just took doors off the hinges.
Oh, yeah. I hear about that a lot.
And I mean that, especially when they're in that like above 11 age range, when privacy is all you want, not being able to close your door. It's a really good stepping stone. Bucket.
Yeah.
I would add that to your tool bag.
I don't hear about that so much as I did back in the day.
It's a good one.
But maybe we should bring it back around.
I mean, because, you know, think about it. You're not having to rebuy anything and you're just moving the door. And it's not like your kid's going to run down to the garage and rehinge the door in the middle of the night.
My current record after the loss yesterday is 1,455 wins with now 125 losses. This morning, Sarah is going to be rooting for another Sarah. She lives in Liberty Hill and commutes to Marble Falls, where she is an orthopedic tech. Let's welcome Sarah to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Sarah!
Hi.
Hey, good morning. Are you a Sarah with an H or without an H? We always have to ask.
With an H.
With an H. All right. Well, meet the ageless Sarah.
Kidding.
All right. I'm going to leave the room, Sarah, while the other one asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win. Okay?
Awesome. All Thank right. you.
All right. Waiting for the door to close. All right, he is out the door. Question number 1. Leslie Odom Jr. is 39 years old today. Who did he play in the original cast of Hamilton?
Oh, dear Lord. I do not know.
Okay, how about this? Dr. Dre's estranged wife is contesting their prenup. She says he forced her to sign it, then admitted 2 years later that he was ashamed he did it. He's worth about $1 billion. A lot of that money comes from his headphones. What are his very popular headphones called?
Dr. Dre Beats.
Disney's live-action Mulan remake was set to be a huge summer blockbuster, but then Corona happened. So instead, what platform will be streaming it September 4th for $30?
I have no idea.
So a company has released a list of the 10 TV shows that have been the most pirated in the last 60 days. Number 1 has characters like Sansa, Arya, and Khal Drogo. What show is that?
I do not know. Oh, my
okay.
gosh.
You're going to get this one. Major League Baseball plans to do a cool Field of Dreams tribute this month where a regular season game would have been played in the cornfield in Iowa where the movie took place. But it has been now postponed. Who is the star of Field of Dreams, the baseball movie?
I have failed.
All right. We'll bring him back in. It's okay. It's okay. It's real hard. Booker!
Yes!
She got one.
Oh.
It's okay. I think she was nervous.
Well, she's just trying to help me rebound after a difficult loss. That's all.
Right.
She's taking one for the team. I appreciate that, Sarah.
Very
Thank
kind.
You. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
I would never do that, but that's very kind of her. Okay. Question number one. Leslie Odom Jr. is 39 years old today. Who did he play in the OG cast of Hamilton?
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing he was Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
He certainly was not Alexander Hamilton. So.
He was not Alex. That is a really good guess.
Thank you.
What a deduction there. Dr. Dre's estranged wife is contesting their prenup. He's worth around $1 billion. A lot of the money comes from his headphones. What are they called?
They're called Beats. And stop with the contestant of the prenup. You signed it.
Well. So Mulan, the remake, was set to be a huge summer blockbuster, but then Corona happened. So instead, they're releasing it on what platform September 4th for $30?
It's ridiculous. Disney Plus.
Yeah. A company has released a list of the top 10 TV shows that have been the most pirated in the last 60 days. Number one show is characters like Arya, Sansa, and Khal Drogo. What show is that?
I believe that's Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And finally, Major League Baseball plans to do a cool Field of Dreams tribute this month where a regular season game would have been played in the cornfield in Iowa.
This is so cool.
Oh, it would have been so cool.
They built a 6,000-seat ballpark out there, and I believe it was the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees that were supposed to play, and it was happening this month, actually. It would have been so awesome.
Oh, so cool, but they've postponed it. Who was the star of Field of Dreams?
The star was Kevin Costner.
Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Well, yes. Bounce back.
That didn't hurt for you at all today.
Did not hurt at all. Like, Sarah?
Even, yeah.
This is really hard.
I know.
It's hard when you're on the spot. It's not hard for me because this is my job. It's like me going in trying to
do
an orthopedic tech procedure or whatever it is you do. I'd be failing miserably, right? So thank you so much, though.
Yes. This is Sarah in Liberty Hill, and I cannot beat Booker.
Oh, good try, though.
Thank you.
Coming up, Andrew got ghosted by Carly, and why is going to make you laugh. It's, well, that's sad. You shouldn't laugh. Well, okay, yeah, it's funny. It's the phone. It's all the way you just made it. It's a mix. 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. You ever said that to a boy? I adore you. Let's kiss. And then something happens and makes you go, oh, this is not going to work. That's kind of what Carly said. I don't want to ruin it for you. So you got to hear our Got Ghosted segment. Y'all is so good and worth the wait. 3.5 minutes for waiting by the phone after Taylor on Mix.
night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
At one point, Trump was asked about schools reopening, and here's what he had to say.
My view is the schools should open. This thing's going away. It will go away like things go away. And my view is that schools should be open. If you look at children, children are almost, and I would almost say definitely, but almost immune from this disease.
For example, I've had people coughing on Don Jr.'s face for months, and so far nothing.
Helping those over the course of the many years that we've been doing this, Sarah, I believe that we have changed lives. Don't you feel like we're kind of like Bill and Melinda Gates?
Yeah, totally. I was thinking more like Maury Povich.
Oh,
like.
Right. Okay, yeah, you are the father. It's our God Goes to segment. It's waiting by the phone. Sarah, say hi to Andrew.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well, Andrew. We're going to help you get some answers with Carly. But before we try to reach her, why don't you tell us what happened?
Okay, so yeah, I went on a date with Carly, and I kind of just want to see what's going on, what's up. I put a lot of effort into the, you know, into the first date, trying to do, you know, the whole thing, first impressions, trying to impress her, and she seemed to enjoy it. I mean, she had no problem with me paying for everything. I mean, doesn't, if a girl's not having a good time on a date, doesn't she normally offer to, like, pay or to split it or something like that? I mean, if they're having fun on a date, they just kind of enjoy it. So, like, she didn't offer anything, and, you know, push comes to shove, $200 later, she's not texting me back or contacting me back, and I thought we had a great time, so I just kind of wanted to see what was up.
I always offer to pay if I want him to know, like, I do not want you contacting me again.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'll insist. Oh, no, I got it.
See, I also feel like women offer to pay if they're trying to impress you.
So, like, I have two tones in my voice.
Okay.
If I really like you, yeah, but I want to impress you, I'll do, like, a very slow reach over to the purse and be like, I can help pay. But if I don't want you to ever talk to me again, I'm like, nope, I got it. Nope, I'll just, nope, I'm doing it.
So it's a forceful offer as opposed to a gentle offer.
Yeah, like a...
See, we're trying to figure this out, you know, because men are from Mars. That's what I've heard. All right, well, Andrew, let's call Carly and see what she says, okay? Hopefully she'll answer.
Awesome, thanks, guys.
All right, stand by. I mean, we got to... How are we supposed to know all this stuff?
I'll do it. No, I'm paying.
Got it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Carly?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. Don't want to take up too much of your time. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. And we're on the radio in the middle of something called Waiting by the Phone. And we thought we would reach out to you because we also have Andrew on the phone. And he was just telling us about the date you guys went out on and how you have not returned his call. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a fun date and everything, but at the end of the night, he kissed me.
Okay.
And this has never happened to me before. I actually haven't told anyone about this. So he kissed me, but he kept his eyes open the whole time we were kissing, and it was just like uber creepy. It was so almost kind of scary.
If I could.
Oh, my God. You do not kiss with your eyes open, Brad.
Stand by.
Oh, my God. Do not tell me you were one of those people.
Hold on.
Oh, I look at you in a whole different light now.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But the only way for you to know that he kisses with his eyes open is for you to have your eyes open while you're kissing.
Well, I think it's really common to, like, kiss someone, you close your eyes, then you open them briefly, maybe look at each other, then you go back to kissing, close your eyes again.
Okay.
So every time I would open my eyes, his eyes were still open, like the whole time.
Oh,
like,
I got you.
Like, I feel like it's kind of a rhythm. Like, you kiss, you close your eyes, then maybe you kind of pull away, you look at each other, then you go back. But he wasn't even blinking. They were just, like, wide open, like a toy or something.
I can so visualize it.
Like, the look in his eye was it was like he was like planning my murder. You know what I mean? Like it was just so laser sharp.
But do you mind pause it for just a quick second so we can hear from Andrew? What's going on, man? Sure. Is this true?
I'm kind of like a, you know, I'm a visual person. I mean, Carly's a beautiful girl. You know, we were kissing and I kind of just like, now, I mean, pardon the description, but not only do I want a mouthful, but I would like an eyeful as well. You know, I don't know. I didn't know there was a rule against, you know, a rule that you had to close your eyes whenever you kiss. I mean, I've never had this issue before. I mean,
this has never come up before where a woman has said, close your damn eyes?
Close your damn eyes.
No, I haven't had that issue before. I mean, I thought maybe she would think it's flattering because I'm looking at her. It's not like I'm, you know, it's not like I want to close my eyes and envision kissing somebody else. Like, when you're looking at that person, you are kissing that person.
Carly, look, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Andrew had a great time on the date. It sounds like you had a good time on the date, too.
Yeah.
Is the whole issue about the fact that he didn't close it? I mean,
if he closed his eyes, would you go out with him again?
Well, let me say this another way. You're not going to kiss a boy at the end of the night if you had a bad date. So how about we work with Andrew? Sarah will set up some sort of like Zoom chat.
Oh, what am I going to do? Practice. Okay, pretend you're going to sleep. Close your eyes.
Kissing 101. If he promises to close his eyes, and that is an easy fix. Carly, I hate to give up on something that potentially could be something.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think for me, it's like when I close my eyes, it's because I'm so into it. So I guess like the way I was seeing it was like he wasn't really into it and he was...
Well, you that's fair. I mean? Sure. So, but he wasn't closing his eyes because he was so into it. Because he wanted to look at you because you were so beautiful. I mean, can't blame a guy for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's very sweet. It's just this has never happened to me before. And I've never, you know what I mean? So this is a first for me. I mean, now I feel like a jerk, you know. Now I kind of feel bad.
Well, don't. Because we worked it out before it went any further.
But he'll close his eyes, right?
You're going to close your eyes, right, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, having eyes open is not necessarily a deal breaker. I mean, I can definitely close my eyes in the future.
Your eyes do close, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, well, there you go. Cool. That was an easy one.
Okay.
We worked it out. We worked it out!
We did.
Yay!
Thanks, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!